Taras Bulba. Sounds like a sweet Turkish dessert. It's actually one funky brass band from France. Technically, they consider themselves a fanfare, spelled like fanfare, but in French it means a brass ensemble. Taras Bulba sounds like Balkan wedding music if it were played by African and African-American funk musicians. The group was founded in the outskirts of Paris in 1993. It has 800 members, most of them non-professional, all of them very committed. So committed, they're unpaid. They actually pay a membership fee of 15 euros or 20 bucks, and they're in the band for life. This week, some of the members from the collective are completing their first North American tour. They were tracing the roots of their sounds, Afro-American funk, from New Orleans to Minneapolis, Chicago, Cleveland, and New York. Nina Beziot and Youssef Zerawi of Taras Bulba, take it away.
I'm Nina. I play saxophone for the brass band Taras Bulba.
My name is Youssef, and I play percussion for Taras Bulba.
Bulba!
We wanted to organize this tour in America because of the music we play, which is mainly funk. So we decided to go back on the roots of our music and precisely following the road of Afro-American music by following the Mississippi and going through this part of American history. What is sure is that we are playing some kind of music that here people don't play it too much anymore because it's kind of not old school, but it's played like back in the days.
Old-fashioned
style. This is the way we play it, and we put a French touch on it. Here we didn't meet many bands that play go-go style music like we do or things like we do.
Go-go music comes from Washington, D.C. It's a funky music style. And there is a song on the first album called Go-Go One. And here you have obviously the Afro-American influences. And the lyrics in French, they talk about when you run out of money and the government sends you someone home to pick all your stuff because you can't pay anymore. That's how it goes in France, but I guess it's a universal message. There is a song called Merci pour le Tiep. It's an Afrobeat style song. So we recorded this album after doing the African tour. Taras Bulba went to Africa in Mali and in Burkina Faso, exchanging with local groups as well, just as we're doing now in the US. And it was the same idea about coming back to the influences and the roots of the music you play. So I hope we do the same when we get back from the US.
New Orleans Express was written and recorded before we come here, but New Orleans and the brass bands are where our music comes from.
And it's a mix between France and America, since brass bands initially come from France. It used to be like the army brass bands.
Wanted to go to New York because if Afro-American music started in Louisiana, I think that New York is the last stop before crossing the sea and going to Europe. This is a very important place for hip-hop, and hip-hop is kind of the last big Afro-American music style that comes up and easily crosses the sea.
We heard there from Youssef Zerawi and Nina Bezio of the French funk band Taras Bulba. By the way, if you happen to be wondering how the 20-member version of the band traveled around the U.S., they used an old bus.
Eagle bus.
An Eagle bus, ce qui a servi au Greyhound dans les années 80.
A vintage Eagle bus, the kind used by Greyhound in the 80s, we are told. The band did a little work on it, turned it into a kind of mobile home. They've just sold it back to a theater group. You can find more information about Taras Bulba and its performance in Brooklyn, New York, tomorrow night. Come to our website, theworld.org. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman, wishing you a great weekend.